guys. I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you haven't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Music List Podcast. This is not Ben. This is not Heather. This is not Beth. This is your producer, Sean. Hey, we want to welcome everybody back listening. We know it's been a while since we put anything out there. Let's just say the end of 2024, to use the line that Heather uses, was a complete dumpster fire. And some things went on, had to get through. We're still kind of going through and getting kind of shaking the rust off and trying to get ready to go back for comeback for season four. Believe it or not, we're fixing to start on season four. It's been 3 years since we started this thing, and you guys have been there with us, and you've been great, and it's been a fun ride, and we want to continue that ride. But just to make sure we got get you something to fill up the content in your life and give you something to listen to, I tasked the guys, the kids dial, to give me some best of what they thought was some of the best moments of 2024. So I've got some suggestions here from them. So we're going to play those and maybe give you a little. If you know somebody that you think would enjoy this podcast, this would be kind of a cool thing to show them or share with them the kind of the best of 2024. Give them a little taste of what they do on the podcast. And as you can tell by all the uhs and the ahs, I'm not equipped to do this on a regular basis. That's why I'm usually just over here pushing buttons. But we do, again, want to thank you for listening and all the support you've given us for the past 3 years. We are very appreciative. And we've got some cool things coming in 2025. Maybe we might have some merch. We might have some giveaways. I know we've got some guests that we want to try to fit in, and just some really cool things. And one little quick shout out to the listeners. You guys voted in some awards that we were up for, and I know they've said it in the past, but I just want to say thank you from myself to everybody that voted for the Music List Podcast. In the Arcast Awards, they won Best Music Podcast for 2024. So they were very excited about that. I was very excited about that. It felt really cool to kind of get noticed for something you put a lot of hard work into. We're going to start off with this podcast was released on April 3rd, 2024. It was a podcast about cover songs. So here we go.
But those would be my, okay, so let's do this. How about, let's pick two, and if there's a consensus on one, then maybe we can cut.
Okay.
So I would cut War Pigs and Hallelujah. You would cut Hallelujah and what?
Probably All Along the Watchtower. These are the times that we need video, because sometimes a picture is worth a thousand words. I have wounded Ben.
Somebody else talk.
Heather, what two would you cut? I would cut. Oh my God.
Okay. I won't make both of y'all mad, probably.
Well, you're obviously not going to pick your own, so.
Right. So, because I like this version, and I hate to do it. They're both really good songs, but because I enjoy the War Pigs cover so much, I would cut Proud Mary.
Woo.
And All Along the Watchtower.
This is...
Well, I'm not going to pick mine.
Interesting.
So,
There was agreement on two songs.
It looks like All Along the Watchtower and Hallelujah are both getting cut.
Yeah.
Which is...
Agreeably.
BS, but...
But I mean, there's no way to get out without being wounded because they're a great cover. They're all great.
Yeah,
covers. I think it's an incredibly poor choice.
I mean, of all of those songs, those are the two that I would listen to all of the songs on that list and not have a problem with it. But the two that would be at the bottom of my list are those two.
Have we done it? Is that how did we decide?
I hadn't ranked them, but
is that, are those the five?
Being as though.
If it's the five, it's a list.
It's a list.
Okay.
It's a list.
So that leaves Respect going over. I Can't Believe. But War Pigs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not real sure what happened, but.
So War Pigs is in.
Indeed.
It's a great cover, man. And All Along the Watchtower.
And Hallelujah.
No.
Are out.
Let me rephrase. War Pigs by T-Pain is in. All Along the Watchtower by Jimi frickin' Hendrix is out. Just to make sure that I'm understanding what's happened. Okay.
Weird when crap goes off the rails, isn't it? Okay. And you're just like, how did that happen? But it happened.
For our listeners out there, just know this is not my doing.
Well, it kind of was. Because you wanted to do it that way.
I didn't want All Along the Watchtower.
I'll be very honest, that's not how I saw that shaking out.
Not me either.
I was trying to be fair to the process. But now I feel like we've got
Sometimes the process is broken. This appears to be one of those times.
Trying to figure out how that happened. Okay, so we've got five songs, interestingly.
Yeah.
And they are?
They are Hurt by Johnny Cash, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Respect by Aretha Franklin, War Pigs by T-Pain. Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner. Like, of these iconic songs.
Which one of these is not like the other?
Okay, but that's, I mean, he's very talented.
He got Ozzy's stamp of approval.
He did. He's
okay.
He's very talented. Go back and give him
Jimi
granted.
Jimi Hendrix got Bob Dylan's stamp of approval. Yeah.
Well, so now let's rank them.
Fascinating.
We do have an email so people can send hate mail to themusiclistpodcast@gmail.com.
I, for one, am very excited that we have some more recent releases on our list. I think that's good.
All right. So now we got to rank them.
Yep.
And I would, I think it's got to be between Hurt and I Will Always Love You, right?
No. Not at all. Why would Respect not be in that conversation?
Because it's not as good as
That's crazy. I mean, listen, I love Hurt. I love it. But
vocally, it is not superior. Emotionally,
it is
maybe. Musically,
the best one on the list.
Not necessarily. So it is definitely not better than I Will Always Love You and Respect. Musically, I mean, obviously, lyrically, they're all going to be the same. So there's no way that Hurt is a better cover than Respect or I Will Always Love You.
See, this not, is a little different. This is a little different.
Because you're butt hurt.
No.
Because,
First of
that's
all,
why it's
I
different.
I didn't draft Hurt.
Right.
I don't have skin in the game with Hurt.
Yeah.
But this is the best cover song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the best cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best song.
It's the best exactly.
It's
I know
the
what the
cover.
Category
it's
is.
It's the best cover.
Yeah.
So like we can say that Respect may be a better song, but it may not be a better cover.
It is a better cover. But it is.
Well, if I believe that, then I would not have put Hurt Johnny Cash number 2 on my list and Respect number 9.
Well, that's okay for you to be wrong, but that, I mean.
Well, it is has to be okay to be wrong because All Along the Watchtower didn't even make the top 5. Well. So I know it's okay to be wrong.
Okay.
We have evidence of that already.
Oh, man.
So my choice, even though I drafted I Will Always Love You, mm-hmm. my choice, me personally, would be Hurt 1, I Will Always Love You 2, Respect 3. That would be how I would rank things.
Well,
what would your top 3 be?
Obviously, I chose Respect number 1, so I would put it number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I Will Always Love You, Hurt.
How would you do it, Beth?
I would go Hurt, I Will Always Love You, Respect. Because Respect, well, for one, I didn't even have it on my list, and Hurt and I Will Always Love You were my 1 and 2 in that order. But Respect, as a cover, she changes the vocally better. I mean, Otis Redding, a great vocal mm-hmm. also. But as far as, like, really novelty of it, but, like, she changes the words. It's from a woman's perspective to a man. But other than that,
She changed the instrumentation. She changed the groove.
Well, I didn't have it on my list.
So all of that aside, I'm still going to... I mean, I love the delivery in Hurt for the same kind of reasons that I love The Scientist. Mm-hmm. It's the very, very similar things to me. However, you know, it hits an emotional chord with me, both, you know, two old men singing about their lives. And, you know, it you know, hits me in my feels. But musically, vocally and musically, they are not superior to the original.
It doesn't have to be.
I mean,
music.
Well,
it
I think
have to
the
be superior music,
better
though.
Vocal delivery because I don't like Coldplay.
Each one of these each one of these songs, their purpose is to do 3 separate things. So you're looking at it. I mean, like which one's best? It's which one does their job the best. So mm-hmm. with Hurt is supposed to be a very emotional song, relaying the feeling of in the case of Johnny Cash. Somebody looking back at their life is telling a story of a person looking back at their life and looking at the regrets that they've had and basically that there's nothing they can do with it and that mm-hmm. they would give it all away, my empire of dirt,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, it's to hit you in the feels. That's the purpose of that song.
Mm-hmm.
I Will Always Love You is quintessential breakup song.
Right, but I would...
Okay, but the purpose is 2 very different purposes. They're meant to do 2 different things. Respect Aretha Franklin. The job of that is to now, what going from an Otis Redding song to... Now it's a women's power movement song. Okay? And so you've got 3 different things. And both of them, all 3 of them, do their job very, very well.
Right.
But I can't sit here and say definitively that Respect does its job better than Hurt by Johnny Cash. I mean, I feel, and maybe it's because I'm not a woman, but I mean, I feel more emotional with Johnny Cash than I feel empowered by Aretha Franklin's song.
Okay. Well, I feel more emotional, honestly. Now, there's no doubt that Whitney sings and delivers that vocal better. However, I feel more emotion and hitting the feels more from Dolly's version than I do from Whitney's.
But that's not a choice.
What? What are you talking about?
I mean, why are we talking about Dolly's version?
Because it's the cover that I Will Always Love You. You're asking, does it do its job better? So it depends on, you're sitting there going back and forth about which one is, mm-hmm. it does its, you know, they do three very different things. Well,
yeah.
You're just trying to confuse the issue. And
not,
you're changing,
I'm not,
you're
I'm
spotting
not,
the ball all I'm, over the place.
I'm not Blues Traveler, but I'll refer.
What?
You said to confuse the issue.
Oh, okay.
Which Blues Traveler likes to use that line in a lot of different songs. How about this? I just disagree with you.
Okay, there we go. Okay, that's fine.
We can argue the point for a long time.
Okay. That's fine.
But I will not change my mind.
Okay. I mean, if that's the way, in the interest of time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that out there, that the goalposts are moving.
Mm, no, they're not.
Okay. No. I disagree with you. No. So I'm going to be outvoted.
Because if it was all about how good the song is.
Which you mentioned in the beginning of the episode.
If it was all about just how good the song is, then All Along the Watchtower would still be in the top five. Because
you're so bitter over that.
I mean, if it's just about how good the song is, All Along the Watchtower
at the beginning of the episode,
easily one of the top five songs on the list.
You're talking about how much better it is than the original.
Yeah, it is. And not only.
But you're arguing.
Not only is All Along the Watchtower one of the best five
songs.
That's
not even in
the.
It's out.
It is significantly better. I know, but what I'm saying is I'm not moving the goalpost. You're moving the goalpost.
No, you are. Okay.
Because if it was all about what's the best song, you would have voted for All Along the Watchtower. It would have been in the top five.
All right. Okay.
Period. Case closed.
Okay.
All right, everybody. What'd y'all think about that? As always, we do want you to converse with us, respond to us, whether it's by email. We don't really get that many emails, but we do get a lot of comments on the social media platforms. The kids dial are not that great at checking all of the X and the tick. I think they have a TikTok. I don't know if there's still a TikTok. I think there may still be a TikTok. I don't know. I don't know if Trump got rid of that one or not. But Facebook, Instagram. Respond or give us a like or a thumbs up and all that good fun stuff. We do appreciate it. And we'd like to know what you guys think, whether it's, and if you don't like it, don't tell them. Just tell them, give them a thumbs down or something. I don't know. They might not like that either. But anyway, so that was from the cover songs episode that was released on April 3rd, 2024. This next one, let's see, which one we're going to go to? Let's go to... and this is always a fun show. I think this was the third one that they had done in a series like this, the Misheard Lyrics. It's always a fun episode. It doesn't follow your normal draft and then pick and then argue over which one's the best or whatever the case may be. But this is where they just kind of throw out some of their favorites that they've heard over the past year. And originally when they did this, I was like, okay, this is going to run its course one or two times, but man, there's misheard lyrics are just happening all the time, and we've gotten a lot of suggestions from the listeners And we do appreciate those. But this is from, let's see, August 21st of 2024. This is from the podcast Misheard Lyrics.
Underwear is one. And the great holiday film Elf gives us this picture of the Lord providing clean underwear.
So we have a misheard lyric from Elf?
From Elf, yeah.
Fantastic.
So let's hear it.
My favorite Christmas
movie. Every time it rains panties from heaven.
And every time it rains, panties from heaven. Don't you know each cloud?
Each cloud contains panties from heaven.
Every time it rains, panties from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains panties from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling
all over town.
Be sure that
have your umbrella hanging.
Is up upside down.
Have your umbrella upside down so you can catch all the panties.
Sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the thing you love, you must have a pizza, holy baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. He'll be panties from heaven. For you and me.
For you and me.
Sam.
So the Lord
and every
Taylor's.
Time it rains, it rains.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't you know it's confidence? Every time it rains,
anyway.
It rains.
So, yeah, and I feel like the panties from heaven are probably a lot better than Fruit of the Loom. The quality is probably
sure,
much
be.
Higher.
Gotta
when you
be.
Get your new body, you get your new underwear up there.
Gotta be.
And God's just like, cloud of panties by day.
No chafing?
Uh-uh.
Solid.
Yeah.
Panties.
Solid undergarment from heaven.
I mean, they'd have to be the best. Nothing but the best from the Lord.
Oh. So most of my holy underwear just has holes
yes.
in it.
Yes.
But
you trade
that's a different
those?
That's a different kind of holy uh-huh. underwear. Yeah.
Yep.
What are the real lyrics?
Pennies. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Oh.
Shooby dooby.
Those would hurt.
Yeah.
I would much
so
rather get hit by panties. If they're falling all the way from heaven, I would much prefer to get hit by
I mean, that's
panties.
Why, yeah, because from the Empire State Building, okay?
Yeah,
you.
That's true.
So imagine true. From heaven, that just go right through you.
Actually,
uh-oh.
I just watched this deal that max velocity for a penny from any height mm-hmm. would be 30 to 50 miles an hour. And while it would hurt, it would not cause death-related injuries to somebody.
If it hit you in the head, it wouldn't kill you?
Mm-mm. Nope.
How you test that?
Well, I mean, they just know how much damage, I guess, a penny would do going 30 to 50 miles an hour. It would hurt. But, I mean, think about it. Like, people get hit by baseballs at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And they just go to first base. You know?
Yeah.
And baseballs are much bigger and would do a lot more damage than a penny.
Yeah. I'd rather have panties. Those are like, those are really expensive. You bought panties lately?
I haven't. No. As it turns out.
You'll catch one of those sales, though. Like,
yeah, you know.
Five for 30 or something.
All right, everybody. That one's got some fun stuff in it, and the we'll just leave it at the panties song. We'll just not make a ton of comments on that one, but that was hilarious and kind of got everybody laughing in the building or in the house. Pardon me, studio. We want to be cool. We're in studio here, not the house. So. But anyway, that was from the Misheard Lyrics episode on August 21st, 2024. Let's see. Next, let's go to one of my favorite subjects. And it was actually released the day after my birthday on 9/18, 2024. If you've listened very much at all, you know that Heather and I were basically children of the 80s. So we love the hair metal and we love all the glam metal and the things that made the 80s what they were. Not the cocaine, just the rock and roll. So anyway, this is about the this was the 80s best 80s guitarist episode from 9/18/2024.
Where are we on? Were Randy Rhoads on y'all's list at all?
I didn't.
Heather, was Randy Rhoads was not on y'all's list. I am flabbergasted.
I had him on there, but I took him off because I thought there might be some argument because he died in like 82?
Right, but we Eddie Van Halen made the list off of 2 years in the 70s.
I know. I couldn't remember.
We set the precedent.
Yeah, so that's what there was argument on.
Did he make it onto the list?
He made the 70s list. He sure did.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've been mad. Yeah, you've been all up in your britches for no reason.
He made the top five, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know that he made the top five.
No, you drafted him. I'm almost positive that he made the top 99% five.
Can you look back in your magic book?
In my magic book? It might take me a while, but I can look back in my magic book. Y'all discuss some other things.
So... was Prince on your top 10?
Yes.
Top 9?
Mm-hmm. Seven.
Beth, did you have Prince?
No.
Did not have Prince. What about... you drafted Steve Vai, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Beth, did you have Steve Vai on yours?
No.
Did you have Kirk Hammett on yours?
Yes.
Where did you have Kirk Hammett?
Five.
Aha!
So you had him top five. I had Kirk Hammett seven. So there's a real good chance that Kirk Hammett could get put over there, too.
I mean, that's the only other one we have some agreement on. Let's just do it.
But, now wait a minute, because I'm shocked. You didn't have Randy Rhoads on there at all?
Wait, let me look. Still no.
Wow.
He was on that, of course, that long list of...
And you took him off your list?
Yeah. Because of the time, I would have put him on there.
I thought he was a for sure top five guy.
Mm. It's weird when that happens.
I knew coming in that Eddie Van Halen was going to be in the top five, and I knew Stevie Ray Vaughan was going to be in the top five. But, like, the next best bet to me was Randy Rhoads.
Well, that really was for me because I couldn't remember where the conversation landed with Eddie Van Halen on the last one. And so I was like, well, I don't want to use a draft pick because I was going to put him high.
Right.
But I wasn't going to essentially waste a draft pick if it was going to be the same thing.
Well, and so and my issue with Eddie Van Halen, and I argued against Eddie Van Halen. I remember arguing against Eddie Van Halen getting into the top five. But my argument was that his greatest body of work was in different decades. It wasn't in the 70s. That's different than Randy Rhoads because his best body of work is actually in this decade. Mm-hmm. He just died real early in the decade. You know, that's not... to me, that's not the same as having a 30-year career and only having 2 years in one decade, and you mostly being known for your work. I mean, now granted, that first Van Halen album is a great album. There's tons of hits off of that first album. But the biggest body of work for Eddie is going to be the 80s and into the mid-90s. Not 78 and 79. But he made it. That's fine. Randy Rhoads is different. It's 2 years, but that's his predominant body of work. He just died.
Yeah. I would put Randy Rhoads and Kirk Hammett over. If it were my two choices. Because I was going to draft Randy Rhoads, but I ended up not. because I wasn't sure about the time period. And then we all three had Kirk on our
list. Fine with putting Kirk over, but
Prince gets host.
I'm not, but I'm not willing to leave Steve Vai off that list either.
Prince, I know you're. I hope you're in heaven, Prince. And if you are, I know you can hear me. If you're in hell.
Oh my God, what are we doing right now?
I said if.
Oh my gosh.
Then you're probably not going to hear me. But if you're in heaven.
You think that everybody's sitting in heaven watching a live taping of the Musicless podcast?
I am trying to talk to Prince. Prince.
Everybody get their lawn chairs out.
Yeah.
I apologize for the disrespect again these girls have put on your name. I just want you to know I'm going to keep trying to get you on the list.
I tried to get Prince on the list like 3 times for other things.
It's so weird. Like, how many times are we going to say outside of this podcast, oh, Prince is so good. He's one of the greatest guitar players of all time. And then when we actually have to talk about voting him in, he's like, but he's not. He's not that good. Remember that one time he wasn't R&B enough to be in the R&B? Remember that? Okay.
You could also put Prince in the 90s easily.
You remember that? Yeah, sure could.
You remember that time you drafted other people in front of him and now you're acting weird that we're not drafting him? You remember that?
Well, do you remember the one time that I was the only person that drafted that had Randy Rhoads on my list? Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure out how
I'm trying to agree with you, and you're like, you're weirdly arguing that now I, like, it's not good enough.
Did you find the list from?
I did.
What was the top five? The top five was.
For the 70s.
For the 70s. For the 70s, we had Jimmy Page. I can't read my writing. Holy moly.
Santana?
That's the one. Jimmy Page, Santana, Clapton, Van Halen, Gilmore.
Okay. Yeah, so we made it. Top four, actually.
But anyway, we have 2 spots left that we have to fill.
So are you saying this is a package deal? You will only vote for Randy Rhoads to go over if he goes in with Kirk Hammett?
I'm saying
otherwise you're going to reserve your right to not vote in Randy Rhoads?
I'm saying it makes sense because we all three... Kirk is the only one that we have left that was on all 3 of our lists. He was in 2 of our top 5s. He was your number 7, which is not that low.
No.
And then... Randy Rhoads, I was saying I would vote with you on that.
But it's dependent upon whether or not I vote with you on Kirk Hammett.
I'm saying it makes sense.
It makes sense. Why are we making deals on Randy Rhoads, who's only on your list? You're the only one that had him on your list, and Steve Vai's on 2 of our list.
I think what Beth is saying is that if she would have thought that he wouldn't get X'd out, she would have put him on her list.
And I would have put him high.
Well, I got hosed but on that, too, on Home Sweet Home.
No.
I didn't put him on my list.
No. You wanted us to put something on the list that not one human being on this table had drafted.
That's true.
That's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
But look at it. Yeah.
It is
anyway,
different.
Anyway,
yeah,
back
because
to
you thought... For sure, somebody. No, you had it on your list, but you didn't draft it because you thought one of us would draft it.
Yeah. You should not go to Vegas.
So, let's maybe take them one at a time. Let's vote for Randy Rhoads first.
Okay. Why?
What do you mean? Because I don't like, you know, these package deals that go through Congress. I think we should vote on one thing at a time.
No, I don't trust you. Let's vote on Kirk Hammett first.
Oh, God.
We have 2 spots left, right?
It's just 2 spots. We could take Slash out.
Are
You're so stupid. But for real, though, I mean, Kirk is in two of our top fives.
And he's
the only one left that's on all three of our lists. That seems like the most consensus that is left based on the ones that we have at our fingertips for options.
I just feel so bad for Prince.
Well, in your perfect world, what you were wanting to happen is get Randy Rhoads and Prince. That's what you're trying to do.
That's right.
That's not happening.
And they're my indeed, one, two, and three. Saw the writing on the wall, which is why I did not say, sure, let's vote on Randy Rhoads first, because I was born yesterday.
Well, they're my top three. I want them all three. It's not like I got dumped down to my number seven choice.
I understand what you're feeling, but...
So, Kirk.
Oh, God.
I don't have a problem with Kirk. He was on my list. He was on all three of our lists.
He was in your top five?
Yes.
And he was in your top five?
Yep.
All right, put him over.
Yeah. Okay. Now, it appears, being once the last spot, you want to be choosing between Randy Rhoads and Prince?
I mean, Randy Rhoads was my number two.
I'm saying that's what Ben wants.
Okay.
That's what Ben wants. Everybody just get your panties out of a twist.
Oh, my God.
So our options are Randy Rhoads, Prince.
Let's do the twist.
Okay. Randy Rhoads, Prince, Steve Vai, John Petrucci. Why can I not say his name without stumbling over it? Dave Murray. Okay. Those are our options. We have one spot left. We could just go full on Eddie Van Halen, David Murray. Go back to the Van Halen, Iron Maiden.
No.
Tie up and just put them both in the top five.
No.
If you had thought that Randy Rhoads was going to qualify, where would you have put him on your list?
Four.
Okay. And so it's between Randy Rhoads, Steve Vai. Is there anybody we want to eliminate?
I think we could. Y'all are not gonna go for Dave Murray,
and they're not gonna go for Petrucci.
Petrucci, no.
So potentially Prince.
Potentially Prince. Potentially Randy Rhoads. Potentially Steve Vai.
You would obviously pick Vai because you picked him.
Mm-hmm.
Rhoads, Prince, Vai.
Rhoads.
I mean, I had Randy Rhoads, too. I mean, he was my number two pick. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Prince.
You need to be apologizing to Steve Vai. That's insane.
No, I'll apologize to Prince.
Okay, so we have the top five, and then we have to rank them. Top five, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eddie Van Halen, / Kirk Hammett, and Randy Rhoads.
Who do you want first, Heather?
Who do you think I want first?
I bet they've got three names.
Yeah, they do.
I bet the second name has three letters.
Two
syllables in the first name.
And to be fully honest, I had in my original list before the draft, I had Eddie Van Halen, Stevie Ray Vaughan, / Those were my top three before we did the draft.
I had Stevie Ray Vaughan, Randy Rhoads, Prince, Eddie Van Halen.
You're talking about top three? I had Stevie Ray, Eddie Van Halen, Kirk.
So it looks as if Stevie Ray Vaughan will be number one.
That is such...
Why?
Dog slobber, my God. Jeez. So stupid. Okay. Jesus. I can't even.
Now, who's going to be number two? Let's talk about this for a minute. I think it should be Randy Rhoads.
You are on crack. Put the crack pot down.
Huh?
That's so dumb. No, absolutely not. No.
Why not?
He's not even on our lists.
He's in our top five. He's in the running to be number two.
Well, he's not on my list at all.
Listen.
At all.
I know you don't like it. But if he's best number four, then it's entirely possible that he could possibly jump up to number two.
Listen, I get what you want. You want the smoke, so that's fine. You want people to go, wow, what a contentious list. And
no,
they're
it's
fighting.
Not contentious.
There's
it's just
no
think,
way
just,
on there's no
Randy
way
Rhodes
on
better,
God's green earth that Randy Rhodes is better than Eddie Van Halen. That's not possible.
It is very possible.
Oh my
because
God.
Again, I will say Eddie Van Halen, incredibly fast, uh-huh. incredibly technically proficient, largely soulless, and uh-huh. might I say,
yeah.
Not a. Sit down.
I'm not doing anything.
He is not very melodic with his guitar solos. It is an exercise in speed. That's what Eddie Van Halen brings to the table. Randy Rhodes
as opposed
has an
to
exercise
the-
in speed, but it is also extremely melodic.
You need to be focusing your argument down at that end of the table because there is no way okay. in heck that mm-hmm. that you're going to convince me to vote for Randy Rhodes over Eddie Van Halen.
You have speed with Eddie Van Halen, mm-hmm. and you have speed with Randy Rhodes. Mm-hmm. You have musicianship with Randy Rhodes.
What?
Understanding dynamics, understanding tone, understanding incorporating classical music, yep. incorporating different melodies, melodic lines that are not just
lines
going
intertwining.
Exactly.
And you are pulling stuff right out of your butt right
and
now.
You,
There's
and
no
you
way.
Don't have that level of... I'll say music theory.
What?
With Eddie Van Halen. They're both fast, but Randy Rhodes is more musical.
Man. No. Now we're getting ridiculous.
And her best response.
We're getting
her
ridiculous.
Best response to that is not to debate what I've said. No, 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 no. It's just. Ben, no, that's not a response. That's not a rebuttal. Yeah. You know why there's no rebuttal to it? Because there's not one.
Because it's absurd. Well, let me respond. All your comments that you made about Randy Rhodes, you know who they're also true of? Kirk Hammett. So if you're saying that Randy Rhodes is better than Eddie Van Halen for those reasons, then you would say Kirk Hammett is also better than
Eddie Are you
Van
saying that Eddie Van Halen is number four?
I'm saying he might be. I'm just saying, if those are your okay. reasons,
All right.
if those are the qualifiers.
Listen, if y'all want to troll, y'all go ahead. Y'all figure it out. Just...
You can't even keep a straight face because you know how stupid all this is.
Heather's head would explode. It would explode.
I'm just saying, you're trying to get me to follow you on this boat. But my baggage that I bring with me is that Kirk Hammett is the same.
So did you have Kirk Hammett ahead of Eddie Van Halen?
It's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Only one space. And if you're saying that Randy Rhodes could jump from not on my list at all to number two, then I could.
But you said you didn't think he would qualify. Now that you knew
but
that
I
he, now
put
that
him,
you know he would
I
qualify.
I would have put him four behind
He's
Kirk,
not
so
on your list at all?
He wasn't because I thought that everybody was going to say no. He didn't play in long enough in the 80s.
Well, they didn't say that.
That's right.
That's I mean, and but so now she's like, now
she has.
Why are you yelling?
She has. You don't yell at her.
Oh, my God.
You shouldn't take that. You shouldn't take that at all.
Oh, my God. So I just want to be clear. He's not on your list at all at the moment. At the moment. When you came.
No, it is now.
With your, no.
It wasn't.
When you came with your list, with your list of nine, and when you sent it to be drafted, was Randy Rhodes on your list?
No.
But that's not now. That's the past. Well, you can't
think about the past. Well, no, you can't just start putting random people on your list.
No, he's not on my list. Now he's on my list.
Now he's on the top five list.
So those are our people to choose from.
Right.
And Ben's argument is for me, he wants Randy Rhodes number two. That's right? That's what you want? Is that what you want?
I want Randy Rhodes number two.
Well, your argument, that's what I'm telling Ben. His argument for Randy Rhodes is my same argument that I don't know if y'all were listening when I was talking about Kirk Hammett, but I said all those same things.
Right, but now you're going to take the person that you drafted number one push him down to four?
No, no, I didn't draft. Well, I drafted him.
Yes, you did draft him number one.
Chill out, chill out. Okay, you're about to heck me off. This, you're going to step in it. So now I did not. I drafted him number one. He wasn't my number one pick. But it just in the draft, that's how that worked.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben?
If you let him do this, I swear to God. Like, nobody, like, everybody can see what's happening here, right?
I'm just saying.
I somehow got Bruce Dickinson right? in the top five. Oh.
I'm just, we could have a discussion since the way it's sounding to me is we could go ahead and discuss Eddie Van Halen / 4 and 5.
Go ahead.
I just
feel free.
trying to be fair.
Hey, maybe this is how it happens with Rolling Stone.
Maybe. That checks out.
I had Eddie Van Halen 4 and Kirk Hammett 7.
Oh. Well, if you're going to do that, then you got to tell me what you're going to do with Kirk first. Because I'm not going to push Randy up for the same reasons and not use my guy.
But I don't think that your guy's as silly. Good as my guy.
I know you think that.
I know, yeah. Heather, who do you think's better, Randy Rhodes or Kirk Hammett?
I don't give two. I don't care. And if either one of you ever uses the term integrity of the list one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to get up and walk out.
I'm not sure I'm going to take that deal because I don't know that I can put Eddie Van Halen ahead of or below Kirk Hammett.
Oh. Okay, well, then Eddie Van Halen should be number two.
Okay, put him number two.
All right, I already had it written down. That was all for show.
Okay.
That was all an elaborate ruse.
All right, everybody, welcome back. As you can tell, it was a hotly contested episode, and some arguments were had, and some feelings got hurt, and some people were just wrong, but we'll leave that up to you guys as to what you think as far as who got it right and who completely missed the ball on that one. So let's see, the next one we want to go to, and this one I kind of have one of the songs in this one that was chosen to go over and listen to and make a judgment on was a song from a band that I really like, Blackstone Cherry. Now, the song that gets talked about in this clip, let's just say that the content is not super highbrow. It's pretty just kind of plain old rock and roll. It's not necessarily going to give you a lot to think about. You're just going to have fun with it. But this one kind of hit me in the heart a little bit because it's a song that I actually like, and Heather and then Ben and Beth kind of make fun of it a little bit, but that's okay. It was an entertaining episode. This one, the episode was called Worst One-Line Lyrics. Basically, something that just didn't seem to make very much sense, or it was just so bad they had to put it on the list. So this one was released on October 2nd, 2024. Give this one a listen. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say that I'm about to elevate this conversation.
Ooh.
But I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not. And
we're going to get,
I mean,
smarty pants over
I mean,
here.
You know, we like a good euphemism, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there are lots of euphemisms for this activity.
Uh-oh.
What are some euphemisms for the activity you're speaking of?
Making whoopee.
Making whoopee. Knocking,
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill. Knocking boots.
Okay.
Okay.
Bumping up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are some.
But Blackstone Cherry decided to call it the boom boom.
Oh.
So, here we go. Of course, though. Yeah. No, this is the best part, though. Oh. If you wake up in the morning in someone else's room, broom.
You better get in your car and get to vroom, vroom.
Sweep up before you leave with your broom. I mean, it's or you might meet your doom. I mean, we're just fixing this song all the way. I mean,
that's like one of those Facebook posts. Keep it going.
You can make. It's so bad. It's so cheesy. You can make her a nightgown with your with your loom loom.
Not the loom loom. Oh.
If she dies, ooh, you can bury her.
You can say bye to her virtually on the Zooms.
If you get her pregnant, the baby will be in her womb.
Stop, I can't breathe. And if, I can't breathe.
If she's got a bad boyfriend, you could be in a tomb tomb.
Oh, my God. I mean,
it's the gift that keeps
on giving. It really does. And I mean, and we're not even talking about what precedes it. Like, you're so sweet from your head to your feet. What rhymes with sweet? So, yeah. That's... So, blame it on the boom boom.
Mm.
But who? I mean, the boom boom's powerful.
But this band, not really known for the depths of. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. The first time I heard this song, mm-hmm, thought it was Nickelback. I really did. I really did. But anyway, yeah.
All right. All right, everybody. I think they were kind of harsh, to be honest with you. I don't think the song's near as silly. Well, maybe it is. But anyway, I still like the song. You should, too. Check out Blackstone Cherry. And if Blackstone Cherry's listening out there, hey, you got a big fan over here on the Musicalist podcast. I don't care what the kids' dials say. I really like you. We got one more here. Let's go to November 27th, 2024. That was actually the Black Friday episode. It was released on a Wednesday, but it was in regards to... songs with the title, if I'm not mistaken, the word black had to be in the title of the song. So you can just call it, I guess, best songs with black in the title. But we were right around Thanksgiving at that time and needed a cool title for the artwork and to release the podcast. So here we go. This one was released on 11/27/2024. Share it, show it to your friends, let them listen to it. From the that was horrible. Black Friday episode.
Well, I mean, I feel like there were two of us that had Back in Black in the top three. I feel like it's going to be hard to keep that one out.
Okay, then you're going to have to move Black Hole Sun over because we both had that. Heather and I had both had that super high.
Well,
by your logic.
You had it where on your list?
Two.
And you had it where?
Four.
Oh, gosh. I disagree with your choices. Really bad. I vehemently disagree. It's like in A Few Good Men, I strenuously object. Okay, is there another one we can cut? we can cut Alter Bridge. That was the only one.
Absolutely
Heather.
Absolutely not.
Heather, you. Do we need to go how this pick even got on the list?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so here's how this song
is
happens.
Is there something I did not know?
Yes, did you not know?
Behind the scenes tomfoolery again?
Yes. So
I forgot about it.
So she said after the draft, here's a song I forgot about. Can I just replace my number three song with this one?
It was not drafted by anybody. So it didn't bump anybody's pick anywhere. I just forgot before we did the podcast.
I love it so much, though.
Oh, man.
If it had affected it in any way,
yeah,
I would have said, okay, that's fine if I can't. But I asked, and he said, yeah. So it wasn't like it was some big chastising.
No, you can't. You shouldn't really. But
well, I didn't think it was going to be a contender for Donald. Yeah, yeah. Thought it was a throwaway pick. Like, oh, hey, here's a song I would like to pick just because I'd like it to be on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to get it into the top five at really the expense good. Of the freaking Rolling Stones.
Oh, are we still considering that?
Sorry.
Well, it's one of the three that
no, it's
that
not.
Everybody. Oh, you don't even have it. Oh my gosh, I forgot. You don't even have it on. How does this?
This is so funny.
What does Ranker say? What does Ranker say?
What is that? Ranker.
No.
He did pick all British bands.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
What is Ranker?
It's number one on Ranker.
What is that? Who are they?
It's a.
That's like, who even is that?
We don't know her. It's a voting site where people can go in and vote on just these random titles.
Well,
the best songs with black in the top title, Rolling Stones is number one.
I mean, sometimes the popular choice is not always the best choice.
Well, what do we do? What do we do? Okay. The problem is that they're all good.
I know.
This is, yeah. Okay. I don't want to do this because I love the song so much.
Well, throw it out there. Let's decide if it's a good idea. You have a thought? Let's hear it.
Well, you're going to agree with it because. But it is, I mean, I guess we could eliminate Alter Bridge because it was only on one. No, but I don't want to do that because Blackwater was only on one list. And I don't want to say that's the reason because I want Blackwater to go over. I'd actually rather Blackwater go over than Black Hole Sun.
Me too. 100%.
Well, let's do it.
Well, I'm not ready to put it in the top five.
Oh, well, dang. Because
y'all are sitting there poo-pooing on Paint It Black.
Look, I just, it, yeah. I don't dislike the song. I just, out of the ones that are left, it's not my fave.
It's not about necessarily your favorite.
Well,
I don't even think it's the best.
Huh?
I don't even think it's the best.
Nobody said it's the best. I'm saying it's one of the five best.
What if we put, well,
I don't want to be wheeling and dealing. I feel like that's kind of crappy to do, but I mean,
listen, you're always like, what's the best song? What's the best song?
Yeah,
what's the
best song? I think
Blackbird is a freaking masterpiece.
We're talking about the Alter Bridge one.
Yeah, we are.
It's not even original.
What are you talking about?
They stole the title.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And you said the very first part is plagiarized.
No, it's not plagiarized. That's not even.
You said he comes in and he plays the beginning of the Beatles song. It's plagiarism. It's not even.
That's ridiculous. It wouldn't even pass
educational muster.
It's not on the original studio version.
Oh, so they just plagiarized it on live performance.
They didn't. Oh my God.
Every time they play.
No, not every time they play.
Ben has no idea what he's freaking talking about. Ben is the king of just talking out his tail. Just throwing stuff to the wall, see what
I'm just dumbfounded that Painted Black is not in y'all's top five. I mean, it's like, sometimes the obvious choice is the obvious choice.
It's not an obvious choice.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the most obvious choice.
Why?
Of the whole...
Because you said so?
No, because it is... Because
Wanker said so.
Well, Wanker said so. As a matter of fact, before I even looked to check, yes, it did say so.
Okay, so reader polls.
Oh, we're putting, gosh. Are we putting...
That's not a reader poll. That's an internet poll.
Okay, but are we putting popular vote to... We're giving credence to that as far as what... The merits of a song, right?
No.
So then your poll doesn't matter.
Ranker's different than a reader poll.
How?
Because they're reading because the internet versus a magazine?
Because what's the magazine called?
Guitarist Magazine. Okay,
so you're asking just guitar players about a guitar solo, not about the whole song.
No, you're not asking just guitar players.
You're asking primarily guitar players about a guitar solo. Not about, first of all, not even about the whole song.
Right.
Second of all, it's a very niche group of people that you're talking to.
As opposed to the Rankers.
Which is everybody.
Everybody.
It's literally on the World Wide Web.
Oh, my okay? God.
You can't cast a broader net than worldwide.
Hey, all you Rankers,
Mr. Worldwide over here. I think it's hilarious that we're like, you're fighting over two songs that are like probably not even going to make it, both of them.
Which what's left? What's in there? What is in?
Absurd that Paint It Black right. doesn't make the top five.
Paint It Black.
That happens Black sometimes, doesn't it? I mean,
all right. Paint It Black, Black Dog, Back in Black, Back to Black. Black Hole Sun, Black Water.
I'd be willing. I'd be willing to cut Black Dog to get one.
Would
of those.
You really?
Yeah, I would. That's not my favorite Led Zeppelin song by a long shot, and the title doesn't even have anything to do with the song anyway. You said so yourself. You had a big story about it,
and we decided that it just had to have black in the title.
Right,
that was Now you're moving the goalpost.
What?
Moving the goalpost. It is a metaphor for changing the rules.
This right here is Lane Kiffin being mad about people faking injuries on the field when Ole Miss does it all the freaking time. This is an example of you don't like it when it happens to you.
What kind of injury? Like being butt hurt?
That was a good one.
I'm not going to get any of my songs in this list.
Bro, I don't even know what's
worth it.
I don't know what to do because I
want to reconsider Back in Black being on the list. Take it out.
You're so petty.
Well, it's not on. We didn't move it over yet.
Good. We have. We're not. We're taking everything off the table.
We have made no progress. Yeah. Okay. So Blackwater's looking pretty good.
You got your. You got right your. Now? You, it doesn't matter. You know what? It's all worth it. You got to think of your YouTube time limit.
Oh, that's right. We need to get this done.
Yeah. So we need to move over. Paint it black. Black dog.
All of mine. No.
Probably. Back to black. And then one more.
Blackwater. Yeah. That's the one. Because you're not going to go with black hole sun.
Did I say paint it black, black dog?
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, we could do Blackwater. There we go. There's four.
You don't get to just make the list. What are you talking about?
You told me to hurry up and pick four. Yeah, my four.
Oh, let's just vote and see what happens. Okay. Okay. Paint it. Okay, so Ben votes for paint it black, black dog.
Back to black, and Doobie Brothers, Blackwater.
Okay. Why are you, Heather, what are your four that you want to put in?
Back in black.
Back to black.
Black to black, and Blackbird, Alter Bridge.
Blackbird, okay, we need four. You need one more. Blackwater, it's good.
Oh, amazing. She only picked her own songs.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And we need one more. We have four spots.
You're going to have to pick someone that's not your song.
Okay. So you can pick. Well, I know what she's going to do. You can pick Paint It Black, Black Dog, Black Hole Sun, or Black Water.
I like Black Hole Sun better than Black Water.
Okay. And I would pick Water. Black Hole Sun. And then I need two more. I would pick Back to Black. Oh, darn. Okay, this is tough. And in fairness, I would do Black Dog. Okay. So, Paint It Black has one vote.
That is stupid. I'm sorry, but I just want to go on record.
We're saying not done.
That's stupid.
Such okay. A sucky feeling, isn't it?
Okay, Black Dog has two. Okay. Back in Black has one.
You're so petty. Everybody knows that's stupid.
What? Who's petty?
Ben.
Oh.
He's like, I just knocked it out of contention after.
Back to Black. Oh, all three of us voted for that one.
Oh, look at that. Sounds like it should be number like two or three.
It's yours, so I'm going to vote for it five.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Hold on. Black Bird has one. Black Hole Sun has two.
Give me and that is insane.
Blackwater has two. So we have.
I mean, I don't even like how this list is going, but I don't even care because it's hilarious to watch this meltdown.
But we're making progress. So Black Dog, by that, okay, so we would move Black Dog back to black and Black Hole Sun by the votes. And then we have to pick one out of Paint It Black, Back in Black. Oh, sorry. Maybe we have the list down. Oh, sorry. Just kidding. It would be Black Dog, Back to Black, Black Hole Sun, and Black Water. But we all voted.
Yep. Democracy.
And then we got to rank them too. So, I mean,
okay.
Really?
I want to change my vote.
Oh, hold on, Heather. And this does affect the list now that you're doing this. Uh-huh. What are you wanting to do?
Well, I mean, Back in Black's got to be in the top five.
You taking off?
Which one can I vote out? What are the ones with two votes that I can vote
out? What's one of Heather's that I can vote out?
Back to Black. or Blackwater. But remember how much you liked that pick.
But Back in Black was my number three.
Oh, well then.
I can't.
Then I'd like to change my vote.
My God.
I think.
This doesn't make any
sense. I would then vote for maybe Blackbird over Black Dog.
I'm about to start rubbing the bridge of my nose.
If you change your vote, I'm changing mine, and you're not gonna like it.
I feel like I'm.
So go ahead.
So much.
Well, let's see what
negotiating with a terrorist.
You right go. Now. You go first.
So it's entirely possible then that if I vote that way, you're going to vote Black Dog out, and I'll get no picks in the top five. Okay,
indeed.
I'm going to do it as a martyr. As a martyr today, I'm going to blast it out to everyone that mm-hmm. I know.
Okay.
That I had the two best picks in the draft, and they didn't get picked. Because of your pettiness, so I'm gonna bite the bullet.
Okay,
and I'm gonna vote back in black in. And if y'all keep Black Dog and paint it black out, that's on your conscience, not mine.
Okay, so now what are you doing? I'm confused now.
I'm taking my vote away
for.
I guess the Daggum Doobie Brothers song.
Well, that's okay.
No, I'll take, but it's gonna mess it up. I'll take it out for Back to Black.
Okay. So you'll take it out. Okay. So you're replacing Back to Black with Back in Black?
Yes. Okay. I would rather.
So that's a two.
Uh-huh.
And that makes Back in Black a two.
Back to Black.
No, let him lock it in. That's
no,
fine.
No, that's okay. Fine. I'm willing to die on this. What's the word I'm looking for?
Hill.
Hill, yes. That's the one. I'm willing to die on this hill.
Use your words.
I'm willing to die on this hill. And then I'm willing for everyone to understand exactly what happened here, the travesty that took place today. Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Apropos. Yes, Black Friday. It is black with the travesty of what happened here today in this studio. Let everyone know. What happened today?
Now you've messed up the math. Hold on, I gotta start it over. All right, so that doesn't mess that one up. So you took away. this may have caused a real ripple. Okay, might not be quite as simple as we thought.
Count those hanging chads. Here we go. Four to 2012.
So you was now it have voted.
When was that? Back in Black. No, it wasn't. That was Bush. It was like
2004 or something like that. Yeah. Or 2000.
One. And then that now has two.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you left Blackwater. That was a good choice. Okay. And I take mine. And where do I put it? Oh. Okay, hold on. Sorry. Maybe more of us can get what we want then. Or I could really screw it up. Okay, sorry. We need four. That's one, two, three, four. No. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Okay. So that leaves us with Back in Black, Back to Black. Black Hole Sun and Black Water to round out the
absolute travesty.
The vote.
Now right. We gotta rank them.
Who boy? Okay, y'all
black
discuss
indeed.
Amongst yourselves.
Black indeed.
I think we
decided that Black Bird,
the heart of rock and roll, died today in this room.
Was this the day the music died?
This is the day the music died. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Listen, we want to thank you so much for tuning in to this Best of 2024 episode. Again, please reach out to us if you have the time or the inclination on social media or email. You can find us on Facebook. I don't have those things written down in front of me because usually Ben has those and he spouts them off. But we're pretty easy to find on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter/X. Don't think you'll find anything on TikTok, but look us up on those social platforms and let us know what you think. Got some cool stuff coming in 2025. Again, we want to thank everybody for listening. And we'll be back in a few weeks with season 4, episode 1.
Thanks
for joining us on the Music List Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.